The ruling JDU government has started doing politics over the first Made in India Ganga Vilas cruise. JDU National President Lalan Singh has warned that he will not allow the entry of cruise in Bihar. Lalan Singh has also accused Modi government of wasting money on such projects. PM Modi will inaugurate the world's largest cruise MV Ganga Vilas on January 13. The cruise will enter the border of Bihar on January 15. It will enter from Bihar's Buxar and then pass through Patna, Simaria Ghat, Mainjha, Sultanganj, Bhagalpur, Sahibganj and enter the border of West Bengal. Here it will enter the border of Bangladesh via Farakka in West Bengal. This dream project of PM Modi is not only going to open the way for the progress of the country, but also the transportation of goods through this waterway passing through two countries and five states is going to be cheap and easy. The cruise has been made under Make India and is equipped with all the facilities. It will include foreign tourists, who will learn about the cultural and historical heritage of Bihar. This cruise has been started so that the world can be aware of India's art, culture, civilization, history, education, spirituality along with biodiversity. Bihar BJP has alleged that the Nitish Kumar-led government is stopping the development of the state and has termed it as is anti-Bihar. Earlier former Uttar Pradesh CM Akhilesh Yadav also criticized the Ganga Vilas cruise. Now will the BJP take away the jobs of the sailors as well? BJP's policy of earning money by making religious places tourist sites is condemnable. People from all over the world come to experience the spiritual splendor of Kashi, not for luxury. BJP will no longer be able to cover the darkness of real issues with external glare, Akhilesh Yadav said. The triple-deck cruise will have halts near important cities Patna in Bihar, Sahibganj in Jharkhand, Kolkata in West Bengal, Dhaka in Bangladesh and Guwahati in Assam. To enjoy this luxury, a tourist will have to pay a fare of 25,000 rupees to 50,000 rupees a day. The total cost for the 51-day journey will come to around 20 lakh rupees for each passenger. The cruise is equipped with a pollution-free system and noise control technology. There is also an STP plant on this cruise so that no sewage flows into the Ganges as well as a filtration plant which purifies the Ganga water for bathing and other purposes.